This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah.
Love the way that go off. Hey, America, everybody in the world. Welcome to another episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. As you see, it's just me and my main man, Al, today, right about now.
So, hello, world.
If you want to chit-chat or, you know, be a phone host or anything like that, just feel free to call in at 323-293-3375. So, before we start this show, you know, we want to really talk about, like, certain serious issues, man. Like the situation you was telling me going on in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, where the mayor is making a law where kids in the Chicago public school system, you know, before you get your diploma now, you have to sign a paper saying I'm either going to the military or I'm going to college for 4 years or 2 years. Rahm Emanuel, this mayor is passing this shit and they're about to do it.
So basically, it's like some forced servitude shit. Wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
Okay, so what that be saying is showing you how they'll try to force you to do any damn thing that they want you to do. Now, my take on that is if you want everybody to change your life, you know, if you think that your local councilman should change your diet, for instance, okay, then you got another motherfucking thing coming, man, because, see, was personal, will she be, you know, important to you? Other people might not care about, but if you want people that don't even know you to intervene in your life to make it better, you wishing on the star, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. I don't really know, but what are the solutions? We always...
Al, you smacking on candy and shit, man? You didn't offer me no damn candy?
Well, wait a minute, nigga. I don't know what you want to know.
Oh, thank you, brother. Oh, yeah, the smacking? Yeah, don't smack, Al. I'm going to save mine for later.
She said it sounded nasty.
Yeah. Smacking and shit. Yeah, but
well, I want some women who listen to this show to leave some comments on what it might have sounded like to them. Yeah. I didn't even know it sounded like that, but
so be it, huh?
Yeah, I'll stop it. But nasty.
Yeah, so Al, what's your take on R. Kelly? R. Kelly back in the news. He's pissing on him again, y'all.
Oh God, man, what's wrong with this boy? How old is this one?
I mean, they of age, you know, the women of age. I guess one girl that said he was in his pleasure palace, the youngest was probably 18. But, I mean, you know, it don't appear to me like he's, like, forcing them or kidnapping them or, you know, abducting them, anything like that.
People have different fetishes, man. I mean, if that's what he like to do when they legal, who am I to say?
Yeah, they said he's locking them up in cages, just pissing on them.
I don't even want to see that.
He got him handcuffed, flipped upside down and shit, you know, spanking on him. You know, he got bitches clipping his toenails, feeding him grapes, and giving him head at the same goddamn time.
I ain't interested.
What a life, huh?
Yeah, for
the
him.
R.
Yeah, but he recording this shit and people watching it. Man, if I record some of my sexy escapades, I'd get ratings. But I'm just not into, you know, I don't give a fuck who R. Kelly is. Fucking, what are you doing, all this weird shit? And now he piss on people. There are some people like the goddamn golden shower shit. Like, you know, man, I ain't gonna call his name. One of my comedian friends, he loved to be doo-dooed on. They call that the golden shower. Some motherfuckers actually
avalanche, huh?
Like being shitted on.
And that's this nigga disgusting,
actually
man.
Told me, man, that I had an advance to it. I'm gonna keep living, nigga. You gonna get around this shit. You gonna understand what it's like to be shitted on by a bitch.
Well, I have a hard enough time staying out of shit myself, so I don't want to be nobody else's shit. And I don't want to be shitted on or pissed on. But yeah, man, they say R. Kelly, man, you know, he just like got these, you know, young women in the trance or whatever. I want to call him hoes because he seemed like he just got a harem full of hoes, like he pimping or something. You know,
he might be paying them to do that. You know, but if that's what he do, piss, man, that's what he do. I've had some disgusting and sexual encounters myself, Farouk. I mean, I've had hoes sucking my dick and gag too much and throw it up on my dick. That's one of the most disgusting experiences I've ever had. For somebody to throw up on your dick.
Now, how did you take that? Did you?
I got up immediately and ran to the shower. My dick.
And it was over with.
No, I came back and finished. But then we finna goddamn keep doing this through no throw up. Oh, that's disgusting. I mean,
I had a fucked up situation like that once, man, when I was a young lad. Man, everything was cool, man. We went to the movies, got to her pad, all of that, man, you know. I got to hitting her doggy style, whatever, man, and I kept smelling something funny. So I go to the bathroom, man, and I had shit on my front pubic hairs, man. So I had to get in the shower, and I just left too, man, you know. So it was just a real shitty deal that night.
Well,
man.
I understand you that. Know? I've had an experience like
for
that.
For cheap thrills, you might get a shitty deal, you know.
That I've had one experience like that. Out of the dozens of assholes I've been in, for the most part, women, if they're going to let you do that, they're very clean. I mean, I've seen lettuce sometimes corn. For the most part, women don't, you don't see anything. If they're going to let you do it anally, you don't see
anything. No, I didn't do it anally. I was doing to her doggy style, and for some reason, the bitch left a turd, and my pubic hair's up here, you know? I didn't know what was going on until I went in the bathroom.
That's literally fucking the shit out of somebody, Farouk. I mean,
well, I didn't look at it that way.
Nigga, you done that. I ain't pulling no shit off like
now,
that.
Now, to that fat-ass lady who did that, you know, Al just made me feel good about your nasty ass. I thought you was a disgusting fat piece of shit. But thanks for the clothes and the money and, you know, treat me to the movies for that night. But moving right on board, man, on a more serious note, man, I was watching the news last night, man, and I seen we're in Minnesota. They got this cop, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, he's a Muslim also, you know. Not that religion or race have anything to do with it, but he's a cop, he's black, and he's Muslim. And it's a female from Australia that happened to be here in some type of domestic violence situation from before. So she dialed 911, and, you know, this cop along, accompanied with his partner, came to the call. Now, the news didn't give any other details, and the story becomes pretty sketchy, but somehow, some way, the Muslim cop just unloaded and, you know, just blew the lady away, man. Just killed the poor white woman from Australia, man. And
they got video of this shit?
They said that he had the little chest camera on, but for some reason it wasn't working.
They said they had the body cams off.
Yeah, they had the body cams off. So, to me, that sounded like a damn assassination.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe the Australian government paid him off to knock her off or something. I don't know, but
you could best believe if he ain't in jail and being strung up like OJ, if a black man did that to a white bitch, somebody in high authority wanted that done.
Yeah, they on administrative leave, but there's no arrest yet.
What they do? I mean, what they trying to finally show you that, you know, well, this ain't just white, because that's all I've been saying with the as far as with the cops killing, you know, the motherfuckers, I'm afraid for my life. It's always a white man mainly killing a black man that's unarmed. For the most part, there's cops of all races on there. How come it's a white man who's the most, you the biggest bitch?
Yeah, well, I think the media, man, they just like certain stories they want to promote and put out there more than the other because they want whatever's going to fit into their narrative on how they want to shape and mold people's thoughts.
Well, he's going to say, because I'm just reading a story right now that's come out and said that the cop had heard a loud sound, and I guess the woman had walked up by his side of the car.
Yeah.
And he shot through the passenger, shot her through the passenger window.
So basically, he was just a scary ass motherfucker like acting out of fear.
Like the dude that killed the brother, Castile.
Yeah.
So that's all a brother got to do now. Is that I was afraid for my life. Yep. And just open up.
Yeah, so.
I've been waiting for them.
I think that's a real justifiable thing. And not saying that what they do, they shouldn't be held accountable for that. But I blame the police department by hiring all these damn cowards. You know, when you got people that are scared with guns, they'd be the first one to shoot instead of seeing what's going on. And, you know, just natural instincts, if you're a coward, you want to go home and tuck your kid in like anybody else. So you go shoot first and ask questions last.
Yeah, exactly. With somebody who's not armed, motherfucker, you got so many other weapons on you.
And so the guy the cop is apparently not talking to anybody.
I wouldn't either.
He hasn't.
And you
he hasn't been interviewed about it. They said he declined to be interviewed, and the BSA.
He's going to claim some psychological shit, man. I mean,
the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
Yeah.
Is trying to interview him, and he has not agreed to do an interview yet. And it says. It says the BSA said his attorney did not indicate when or if Noor would talk to investigators. And under the law, an interview can't be compelled.
So basically, he don't have to say shit to nobody.
How many of the white ones said something when they got off? They might have wrote a book. But, you know, it's about time for, you know, it's one in Alabama.
Both of them have been with the police department, that police department, one for 1 year and the others 2 years. Are they training these cops? Or?
Of course.
Inexperienced cops out on these cold streets. So, people out there in the world chiming in on us right now, if you got any comments about the bullshit going on, you know, you got Muslim cops shooting white women, and you got R. Kelly pissing on them again. And did you see the lady's father? You know, you think he's trying to get some money or something? The young lady father was sitting up there with his mama. Portis, you got that clip where the man was talking to the press about things that R. Kelly was doing and had his wife up there?
Let me look it up.
Yeah.
But the R. Kelly, as far as the R. Kelly thing, what I was reading is several parents have come out because they're saying that their daughters are, you know, not communicating, that R. Kelly is confiscating their phones and doing all these kind of things. But a few girls have come out and said that they're not there against their will.
Wow.
But then someone made the point that Hugh Hefner has been doing this for years and ain't nobody said nothing to him.
Yeah, they called that a womanizer.
He's not black.
They call that a womanizer.
Hugh Hefner is the only motherfucker.
I'm quite sure Hugh Hefner back in the days had many underage girls running around asshole necking on the Playboy.
Well, that's why the girl that claims she was with Bill Cosby, what was she doing at the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah.
Not the Bunny Ranch, but what was she doing at the Playboy Mansion if she was underage?
And she wasn't the only one.
I tell you what, Porter, she had more of a right to be there than a 70-year-old Bill Cosby.
No.
What the fuck? I mean, Bill Cosby was back in your heyday. Ain't no 70-year-old goddamn man.
She was like 16 or 17.
But I'm saying, ain't no 70-year-old man still got no business fucking around in the Playboy Mansion, man.
Yes, they do. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
They're grown. He's of age.
So why would you go to a place where people get in? I mean, if I'm going to be freaky, I'm going to be freaky in my own right. Why everybody got to know what I do so when they choose to come at me?
Well, this is how I look at it.
Why would you even put yourself out there
like
that?
This is how I look at it, Al. You know, in the worlds of pros and cons and everybody else in between, if you're a gambler, right, Vegas is like the Disneyland of gambling, if you're a gambler. The Playboy Mansion is the Disneyland of people who want to fuck and do freaky shit. They got caves, all kind of rooms and things and everything.
All I'm saying, Farouk, is if this man, because this girl here, this was like 8 years ago, 2009, she was the last one. Motherfucker, I don't give a fuck what they say about you. If you still at this place, 70 years old, doing this shit, giving this shit to 18-year-old girls.
Bill been doing this shit since the 60s, right, man, well, so that was just a part of his routine.
That's what I'm saying. They know you've been doing it. So when you don't do what they want you to do, nigga, once you say, well, once you didn't, because you in this shit. Once you refuse to do something that they told you to do, all right, nigga, we finna bring all this shit out on your ass. You know that's all that's happening to him.
So basically, when you telling me if you sleep with the devil, you bound to get fucked.
Every time.
So that's what it is, man. I mean, you know, you making these deals behind doors with these people or whatever you do, man. I mean, you know.
And they making him look bad. These some of the ugliest goddamn white bitches I've ever seen in my life. And it's a ton of them. It's like, come on, if you had the drug, it's like they ain't showing the younger pictures. They like, just give me your driver's license pictures. And they just put all these ugly old bitches up like, dude, you drugging these motherfuckers.
I agree. They do.
I haven't watched this video yet, but it's of a girl who's sent a message to her parents from R. Kelly's house.
Yeah, let's watch that video real fast.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's look at this shit, the R. What happened?
Hold on, I'm trying to get it. Wait, I'll get it for you guys. Hang on. Keep talking.
Yeah, so we gonna keep on running our goddamn mouth. You know, Marv, he ain't here. He got some personal business. I'm sorry, fellas. We don't have the titties for you, you know. Robert Jr., you know, he tell me he working more hours at work, so he out of there. So while Port is doing this, I'm going to take this opportunity to give an editorial about the comments sent in from last episode. You know, I appreciate your comments, whether they for us or against us, but a few particular, and I won't go in detail about discussing the comments.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to this.
I would like to direct this message to my family, but especially my dad. Dad, you know everything that's going on with the media and the internet, and what you have done is a complete disaster, and you need to stop. Because right now, I am fed up with everything you are doing. You're embarrassing me and the whole entire family. I am happy where I'm at and the people that I'm around. And it's getting out of hand, seriously. Because honestly, you know the situation that had happened that night when I went to...
Well, there you have it. She's happy with the Johnson of R. Kelly and getting pissed on. Parents, back off.
That's
Pops,
so sad.
I mean, let her go. Your daughter want to be a whore or a slut.
Sad.
Maybe they having, you know, orgies and shit. He got about 10,
man,
20 bitches.
Can you imagine how this bitch daddy got to feel?
Well, you raised her wrong.
Maybe he didn't do that. Maybe she spent more time with her mother.
Her mama was ugly than a motherfucker, man. She looked like an albino monkey.
Man, that was my daughter. She was standing up there telling me that they could leave me alone.
Well, there you have it for that. But back to the editorial of these comments, you know. Somebody made a comment about somebody on this show, a panel being Steve Harvey. So I'm gonna take the initiative to defend my constituents that's on this panel. First of all, we work in a black community. You know, for the foremost, I've been self-employed since I've been 18, okay? My brother Al, he does his own thing in comedy, okay? So if you go to work for a white man and anybody else that don't look like you, you need to shut the fuck up making comments about who's a coon and who working for the white man,
yeah,
okay?
I don't like that.
Now, that's... all of this show is sponsored by black entrepreneurs and people that believe in us alone to keep this on there so we can inform you with some real news instead of you getting confused with the average bullshit you've been used to having, okay? And ain't nobody getting paid by nobody white here, okay? So ain't nobody trying to be in Hollywood in the sense that this don't have anything to do with that. Okay, if I was trying to be famous in Hollywood, I'd be in Hollywood some goddamn where and fucking with people in Hollywood. Okay, I work across the street. This is all in the black community. Okay, so if you don't have a job on your own in a black community, working for a black business, or do anything that's ran and operated by people that look like you, shut the fuck up when you're making these stupid ass comments, okay? Man. Grow beyond your own ignorance, people.
You
okay.
Can't even pay them niggas no goddamn attention, man. The motherfucker just sitting there.
You needed to hear that.
It does that. We like. Have you ever invited them down here? Niggas, come down here. Let us show you. Let us show you what we do, nigga. We ain't just sitting there behind the mic, goddamn doing. So what?
Hold on now. We think we got a caller. Caller.
Hey, what up, Big Dog? It's
Seth. Big Seth, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, man. I was just calling
in
to check up on y'all, man. How y'all doing? How the panel doing over there?
Pretty good. Now, are you in the goddamn extremely crowded bathroom using the toilet, or are you in the gym or somewhere?
Yeah, I'm in the gym watching my daughter. Watching my daughter get her little practice in, and I'm sitting next to my baby mama.
Oh, okay, that's cool, man. Y'all getting along for the kid, man. No, that's beautiful, man.
I can't stand her.
Oh, damn, man. So you calling us, huh? We'll just deal with it, man.
Hold on.
Say it.
Nothing.
Say it.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hi, who's this?
This is Farouk, and we're doing a live filming of the Mad Marv Comedy Line. So you don't,
oh, wow.
Don't start cussing and none of this other shit because you're being recorded. So Seth put you on the phone. What's going on?
Nothing. Seth is retarded, crazy. Something wrong with this man. He needs his brain examined.
Oh, well, we know that.
She always talk bad about me, but how everybody doing? Everybody good tomorrow, man? You didn't show up today, huh?
Nah, not today, man. He got some business to take care of, man. Some family shit like you doing.
Hey, well, look, check this out. I'm trying to ask, do they want me to come back to the Seth Sports Corner? Football season is coming back up. I know it's been a while since I've been on the radio, but I'm ready to come back. So let Marv know that I'm ready to come back.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about football, but since you called, man, I want your opinion on what do you think about R. Kelly pissing on him again, man?
Man, R. Kelly is a sick motherfucker, man. All these men to speak my language. Excuse my language, but he got all them females brainwashed.
But they of age, man. If that's what that man like to do, if he piss, he can't get him pregnant. He ain't nothing to do with no baby. If he like to piss on bitches, leave him alone. Stop fucking with him.
I'm sorry, man. Hey. How you doing, man? How you doing, Al?
I'm making it there, baby. Man, y'all got to leave all alone, man. They of age now. He got bitches standing up there cussing their daddy out, telling them they want to be pissed on. Leave all alone.
So with that being said, Al is simply saying, you know, these young women out here, they feel better being pissed on than being pissed off.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to understand,
man,
too, because I'm like, man.
Who could turn you out, man? I'm telling you, I got turned out on some freaky shit. Man, the freakiest shit I ever got turned out on was a goddamn fucking...
Y'all was looking on something on Facebook, and they had the father. They was interviewing the dad. He was like, man, can you please let my daughter out that house? I'm like, damn.
But that's the same girl who,
she told her parents
told
to back
her daddy
up off
to
of
get
that
the
shit,
fuck, daddy, if you don't leave me alone, I'll never speak to you again.
But this is the cool thing about it. The female was 21 years old. She grown up. He got the daddy out there doing a press conference. Can you please let my daughter out that house?
Hey, man, y'all should have raised her better. You know, R. Kelly was good enough for you and her mama to be bumping and grinding. That's how he made her. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind was over 20 years ago. So
hey, I ain't even lying. I know when I was fucking showing my baby mama, we was bumping at R. Kelly. So, what can you think of say?
I ain't so much of this music, man. I'm just saying people are freaky motherfuckers, man. I like goddamn women to suck my dick, goddamn with chocolate candy in their mouth and all type of bullshit. This man like to pee on people. I really don't get off on that. But sexual people have their different sexual fetishes that, you know, sex is a fucked up thing. I'm telling you. You people
do different
things,
man.
You know, you get with people. Some people want to be beat up and feel pain and shit. Some motherfuckers want to be fucked in the ass. Some people want to goddamn fucking lick pussy and try to be a goddamn the same thing. Sex is a very Hey, man, that's God's truth, though, man. All he want to do is piss on bitches, and he probably paying them well.
Hey, that's what he know. He paying like he win.
Then he make a beautiful song about it.
Exactly, that's what I like there. I'm gonna try to come through the show next week, man, and I come check y'all, visit y'all next week. I gotta get out of here, man. I'm inside this gym, man. Okay, Seth, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate that. All right, so that's the big homie said calling in and whatever.
That's his comments on R. Kelly pissing on people, you know. right now, you know, me and my boy, we getting ready to go to a commercial break, so we'll be right back in about a few more minutes. That's the R for your ass. It seems like he ready to be pissed on. That's what he telling them. You
That's
know?
What he do, man. He make the great music. He can't make great music unless he piss on somebody. So leave him alone.
That's how I get his inspiration, man. You know, hey.
Yeah.
You know. So, step,
come to side and have people create a whole dance on the dance floor. Leave him alone.
What you think about these new movies that got coming out nowadays?
I want to know why they keep recycling certain shit, like Wonder Woman and King Kong and Batman. Why does each generation of kids have to be fed with this shit? Now, I like the last King Kong movie with Sam Jackson in it.
I got a movie prediction. I got two more movies that I predict gonna come out real soon.
Which ones?
Dracula and Tarzan.
Exactly.
They gonna make a Dracula and Tarzan.
Yeah, they keep recycling the same bullshit over and over again. And they don't even give us a break, man. You did it with this last eight movie out now, Caesar and shit. You know, that just...
I want to go see it, man. A lot of people say...
I'm going to take a look at it because...
You know, I talked to three people to say, you know, it didn't follow the storyline as if they watched the original Planet of the Apes. See, always consider the source... And the shit that people say, you know, who they really are, you know. So I want to go see it to form my own opinion, man, because it looked pretty damn
I'm going to go ahead and say it, man. We ain't sugarcoating nothing, man. But them apes are really nothing but African Americans. They just put them in ape form because we're still not in a point where we can let African Americans just go into all out war against white America. So we still use these apes to do it, but really, Caesar, talk this motherfucker to talk and all this type of shit. Oh, they raising hills, swinging all on the golden great bed and all this type of shit, nigga. That's
bullshit. Now, ain't that ironic?
They won't even let Denzel and Sam
that
Jackson
they pick out. Northern California to be the site. Well,
of all that
guerrilla warfare is set it at by apes against, you know, Eurocentric type of people,
yeah, America,
you
know? Yeah.
It looks still pretty damn good to me, man.
Yeah, I love it. I love the movie. But
did you see it?
I ain't seen this one. I saw the first two, and I liked them. So I haven't gone and seen this one, but I already knew where it was going.
Yeah, I got to go see this one, man. Portis, have you checked that out? Of course, I was finna say that.
Like that.
Every black woman in America want to go see Girls Trip, but it looks like it's gonna be a good movie.
I mean, why, it probably is, but it is just them sitting around being them and wondering why men fucked up. This is what y'all talk and do about when y'all alone.
Hey, man. My daughter asked me, did I want to go sit? I said, hell no, you need to go see that with your girlfriends.
You go with your mom.
It's called Girlfriend Trip. Yeah. It's not called... That's some shit that daddy want to go see with you. So I don't want to go see that shit. I want to go see the Planet of the Apes or the Amazing Spider-Man or this new movie that got called The Valerian.
Yeah.
You know, it was a sci-fi movie. I'm into shit like that, man.
Yeah, you know? Man. You know, I ain't going to no goddamn tear-jerking shit sitting around. I mean, No, but, you know, but what else is out there now? The ladies got their movies.
That's about it, man.
Oh, I mean, some other shit up there.
King Kong Skull Island just came on demand. Yeah, Spider-Man, too. I want to see that, but you can watch King Kong at home.
But I'm just saying, man. But did you see the movie? For the motherfuckers to go, it's like, you know, a white man will go to any lengths to prove his point. He'd seen a giant before once on a goddamn mission, and everybody got killed but him, and he was determined to show people that these things out there. So you just fly to a region that nobody can even go in and just drop bombs to make some shit like King Kong stand up. I mean, why do the white man do shit like that?
I guess if you figured him out, man, then you'd be more like him, right?
We all just like that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, I mean, in certain ways, because you speak his language.
Every goddamn thing.
I have my own thoughts, man, and I just try to figure out what I need to do, man, to take care of my business, man, and make myself happy, man. You know, it's about individuality out now. In the conceptual thought of unity, yeah, I can unify with some brothers and straighten up things in the community if we all on board for certain things. You know, me once playing a part of doing a lot of shit to make the community what it is, I think that I should be the first one to try to lend in the hand or whatever I can to try to turn things around. So
just
like I say, you know, if you got a college degree or, you know, whatever you was into, you play ball or whatever, you know, if you're not doing nothing for the community, then shame on you, you know. I'm from the community, and I do things in it every day to help young people, elderly people, mental illness, anything, you know. So if you're not operating and using your energy or time or knowledge or information, anything that you can give to your people, man, just be quiet, man. If you're sitting up here talking about how bad white people making your life and nobody's white in your house, you know, if you talk about how the Mexicans is making it hard for you to get a job when you got all these goddamn tattoos, you won't cut your hair, you don't want to dress right, that's on you, man. It's all on you. You got to take the chains and shackles off of your mind. You free to go anywhere, but you got to take the chains and shackles off of your mind.
And we
got to
take them all the way off, man. We could talk about this.
Yeah, don't just put them back on when it's convenient.
But the thing about it
is, speaking of cutting hair, though, what do you guys think of Michael Vick?
I heard about that, where he said the boys at Kaepernick should cut his hair. I mean,
I think he was speaking about his personal opinion, man. Yeah. I mean, see, that's what I don't like about people always saying we need to get together, but we always saying shit to one another to divide it or, you know, just keep at odds with one another. My thing is this. If you live in America, I don't give a fuck about what color you are. You're American, and particularly us. We need to realize that where we born at is where we from. I mean, you know, you could be Afrocentric, you got the Black Israelites, you know, you got all these people, all these different groups, but we're all from here. So this is a good place because whatever you think you are, you want to be, or whatever you know yourself to be, you can express that. And just because somebody is not like you or the same color don't mean that you got to just push them to the side like that. That's what's wrong with us, man. Accept people for their individual expression.
Is, on this is we goddamn accept too many goddamn things, man. The Black goddamn Virginians goddamn totally been pushed aside because when it came to civil rights, there were other motherfuckers who had been goddamn fucking abused by this system. So when it came to our shit, everybody jumped on this bullshit. But we still didn't get what the fuck we supposed to get out of civil rights.
Yeah, because we got tricked, man. The main thing, man, was supposed to be human rights. So the only thing they do is tweet that and twist it around and say, you know, basically, fuck your human rights, but we go give you civil rights. So that put a damn goldfish.
Civil rights or
that,
civil that, wrongs that is put what a, people call it. That civil
put
wrongs.
A, that put a goldfish, a dog, and a homosexual on the same plight of you being racially discriminated against. So now, it ain't like that. Now you got niggas discriminate against one another for all intents and purposes of using the word. You know, and what I'm saying is, most of us are focused on the wrong thing. Like, instead of worried about this man's hairstyle, and both of y'all NFL's player, why don't y'all collectively put y'all money together and start your own league or buy some land or do something for the kid? Start a youth foundation with the brother before you worry about his hairstyle.
Ain't thinking about no shit like that, man.
Because I'm quite sure he didn't say nothing to Michael Vick about, you know, his pit bull situation.
But see, I mean, man, if Zynga, I didn't know this boy, when I first saw Kaepernick, I didn't know what he was, dude, until they told me. I thought that boy was an Arab or something. And I ain't trying to be racist on that. I just say he has a goddamn white parent and a black parent. But, man, when I look at this boy, he looked like, you know, he don't look like the average goddamn mixed bread. He looked like an Arab.
Yeah, but if you go to Arabia, Al, you look like an Arab too.
Exactly.
Because the majority of people in Arabia
are darker, and your complexion
are darker.
Exactly.
You're going to look like skinny if you go to Arabia.
What I'm saying is this nigga does not look like us, man.
See, that's another thing, man. We all got different type of features, Al. So my whole thing is, man, who gives...
But the thing about it is...
Do you care about his hairstyle?
No, I don't. Okay, but I'm saying, what we doing right now here is grassroots shit. I'm not letting the goddamn fucking main media tell me who the motherfuckers are that I'm supposed to be following.
Thank you.
I don't know who this nigga is, who he's following. That's the way they do that shit in this business. That's why I'm sitting up in there now, and I ain't a big motherfucker's dog. If I could ever break it down where I could just goddamn fucking accept that.
Al, do you listen to rap music?
Yeah.
What you think about Jay-Z new album?
Jay-Z, man, is, he's good.
Huh?
Best thing I like about him is he done put 3 babies in Beyonce, man, as far as his music. I'll listen to it if it's playing, but I ain't never just got them type Jay-Z in on YouTube. You know?
Yeah.
I ain't never went and bought none of his shit. But I respect what he does.
Yeah.
Nigga, you real nigga. Niggas, you got Beyonce and put twins in a nigga. I'm giving you props on that. And he's a rich motherfucker. But as far as his music, I can give him props where I can give him props at. But as far as his music, yeah. Ain't nothing that I'm just going to, I got to hear Jay-Z right now.
So there you have it. That's Al's opinion of Jay-Z, and he never heard his new album. But my whole thing is, man, whatever people do or whatever path or choices they make, man, if it benefits them, man, try to learn some of that to shape and form your decisions, and maybe you can benefit from your own decisions, man. You know, certain things is not left up to criticism, but instead of criticizing people for whatever you feel they doing wrong, just use that same mirror to look at yourself.
And people don't want to do that, man.
And change shit
people
about you.
When they say, when you point a finger at somebody, you point 3 back at yourself.
Now, I'm going to break...
It's always some self-righteous motherfucker.
I'm going to break that down in layman's terms. Whenever you spot out or you detect one fucked up thing about one individual, you can always find at least 3 or 4 fucked up things about yourself and try to change it.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. It's about individual change.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the change that you make in yourself, you can just as well help others change.
Exactly.
And your change, other people can benefit from. Now, if you running your mouth, you uptight about shit all the damn time, you're always blaming everything and everybody what's going wrong in your life, there's nothing good about your life. What I suggest is you buy a 38 special with the barrel face backwards and blow your fucking brains out and kill yourself, okay? Love yourself or kill yourself. Now, if you love yourself, quit complaining about every fucking thing wrong and try to straighten yourself out, man.
Yeah.
But I mean, leave this bullshit in the world where it is. You know, you can't change, you know, this motherfucker doing shit across the street.
Yeah.
You know, you can
the only thing you can control is yourself.
And what's going on in your house.
Because the motherfucker said, man, the human mind is the last great goddamn continent that has not been discovered. Meaning your own mind, nigga, is the last goddamn thing that hasn't been discovered. But motherfuckers spend most time
only by you
letting somebody tell you what you should be doing.
Yeah.
And thinking how you be living. Man, fuck that.
Only by you because, you know, you got these modern day mind slaves running around here with a bucket of pity. You know, they always want somebody that can tribute something in their bucket of pity. Mm-hmm. Fuck feeling pitiful for you. And you should stop feeling pitiful for yourself, too. Just get up off of your ass, let go of these false thoughts and these mixed up ass emotions and take it step by step and straighten out what you got to straighten out. Like me, I know my credit fucked up. That's why I work on it. Okay, I don't sit back and complain about how much prices is and shit. If I want it, I got to pay for it.
Exactly.
Okay, I don't make the price. I don't even make the shit in order to tell somebody how much to charge for it.
Right.
So if I want it, I got to make sure I position myself in a proper situation and circumstance to purchase shit that I want. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you want to live like a peasant, just go to the local flood control or Big Five when you get your EBT check and buy you a tent. They do it all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But if you want to live good, you have to put forth that sacrifice and effort in order to put yourself in them circumstances. Now, to say that, that don't have shit to do with race or religion. You put false constraints over your own mind, okay?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Quit blaming racism on your failures and your understanding to seek the proper knowledge to apply it to your life in order so you can display the excellency of your own actions. Yeah.
But you think about the white man is doing this, and you think about the white people you know.
He got more goddamn problems than anybody on the planet.
But think about
If he can still have you fucked up with
Bill
shit
Gates.
He did 100 years ago, then that means your mind is 100 years behind in time.
Yeah.
So speed the process up, and like I said, get the mental shackles off of your mind and take off like a rocket, people.
But like I'm saying,
this is your time.
For us to goddamn, you know, we talking about the big time one. Think about the goddamn white people you know. And for you to say the white man, if something's fucked up in my life today, I'm blaming it for the most part on the white motherfucker that I know, then I'm in real fucked up shape. Because I know a lot of destitute goddamn fucking white motherfuckers. I'm like with the in slavery, people don't know, in the fields, there were white people out there overseeing these motherfuckers all the time in the hot sun and everything. That was that broke white. People don't talk about that broke white class.
My whole thing is, fuck them, period, man. Worry about your class, okay? You got a lot of people, man, that don't look at life lessons or look at life as a class, so they never learn shit, so they stay stuck in the same predicament.
Yeah, you let the past goddamn predict the future.
You stay stuck in the same predicament.
Yeah.
So if you keep that same cycle of thinking, you're going to get the same cycle of the bullshit outcome.
But what I'm saying, man, all the way from top to bottom, from our most scholarly Negro to the one all the way to the bottom, we do not even have a way of living. Even if we goddamn are doing well, it is something these motherfuckers have put in our brains.
No, it's something that they didn't put in your brains and something that you need to seek for yourself. It's called knowledge of self. Without that...
Well, you're right about that. I get
that. Without that,
well,
you can do nothing
you
for
do
self.
That. Yeah.
If you don't know about self, then you don't have any motivation and drive to do for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so you still have a subservient attitude.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter what you believe in or what class you in or any of that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's your mindset.
Yeah, now you brought me back. This is what I was saying about to say earlier. Even when you're like, when we get our education, you get the best education. I got my nephew, I got an engineering degree from goddamn fucking Georgia Tech, one of the top engineering schools, making nice money. But I asked him, it's like, no, but can you goddamn fucking create like an app? Create like a Facebook, something like that. Can you know how to do that? It's like, yeah, I do. Why don't you think about it? The thing is, we get the education, and all we want to do is go get a job from them. When if we took the education and applied it the way they do, we get paid much, you know, even with everything we do, we get the education and then go ask for a job instead of applying it to ourselves.
Because they still think like a servant.
Yeah,
so
in this
life, it's about self-mastery. If you don't become your own master, you're going to always be somebody else's servant. Yeah, you know, man. So even quit serving other people and serve self by seeking knowledge of self.
Yep.
Okay, and become who you are. When you become yourself and you become your own master, then you try to do whatever you can for yourself just as well as your kind.
Right.
And that's what's wrong with us. Right. You know, we always want to chase that, oh, I need that new Benz. I need the new Gucci.
All that shit.
And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, you know. You and dress and stop. You spend your money on what you want to, but what I'm saying is, what are you ultimately spending your time and your energy trying to promote and try to really represent? You know, it doesn't matter how big of a house you live in or how much money you can blow in a strip club or any of that.
Well, first thing niggas need to start doing, they need to stop calling Jesus' name. I mean, for the most part, black men have got past that, but a lot of us, we need to stop calling Jesus' name and call our own name, because Jesus did not die for your sins.
Well, that's something else people need to get over.
Jesus died because the same reason people die today, he's fucking with people's money. He's a threat to national security. That's actually what they call him. He was
a revolutionary.
Exactly.
So, and he was a visionary at the same time.
But people calling his goddamn name live like him.
Yeah, but deeper than that, though, man, do the research that that's not even his name. That's a given name. By the Europeans. It's the same thing. Yeah. When you call yourself both African and American.
Yeah.
Okay, the continent of Africa was named by Europeans, and so was America. Okay?
Exactly.
When a white man got here, he didn't ask the natives here, what do you call yourself or what's the name of your land? He came here and started kicking their asses and said, I'm the white man, I'm going to call this what I want to call it. He did the same thing in Africa. So when you real in your pride and in your feelings, and you know you're a black man and you subscribe to yourself as an African-American, that's still a European title.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if the whole planet really...
At one point, you know, it was all joined together before the water...
So it's only one people.
It's all like this.
It's one God, one world, one people, okay, originally. Okay, when a continental place separated, the people never left the land. This is why wherever they go, they keep on digging up your past to find out that your ancestors had far advanced technology than they have now. Okay, there was nowhere around then, so... If you go be tricked and fooled, these people giving you titles and definition every 20 years, first you was a nigga, then you were a Negro, then you were colored, then you black,
and that's
now you African American. Next
I
5 years from now, they're going to call us some different shit.
Yeah, but that's the biggest problem I have with it all. I get tired of hearing niggas talking about we was the first motherfuckers to do this and we was this and that, man. It's like, where, at what point, before these motherfuckers even did this to us, where did we drop the ball that they could even do that and they're still doing it and there's nothing we could do about it?
Well, nobody really dropped the ball, really, because you still have black men to prosper, okay? You just don't have this is what I'm saying, Al.
Yeah.
When you talk about wealth, right, you know, you got Alan Greenspan, whatever the hell his name is, Bill Gates and all these other people, right? But there was a black man named Musa.
He was the richest man in history.
They say, way richer. In modern time, in the frame and amount of money, in modern time, he would be worth $800 billion.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying,
like $4 billion in 1300.
This is what I'm saying, Al. You still have black men on this planet with that amount of wealth. They just don't publicize or tell them about that. So if you let the propaganda fool you and keep you in an angry, emotional state, then you never elevate beyond that so you can become successful and a part of life the way you want it to be. Because you're going by a guideline that's putting a false narrative in your mind. So when you go according to somebody else's narrative, then they manipulate your mind to believe things that not really are even true.
Exactly. You know? And this happens all the time. See, we on the same page with that, man. That's why I say you didn't turn. I don't even watch TV much no more, man.
I know you strong and shit, man, but can you please stop banging on the damn table and shit like that, man?
I mean, what is it doing to you, man?
It's not doing anything, but if you got your earphones on, people can hear that.
Okay, I want him to hear Farouk. I mean,
do you want him to hear him slamming on the table or your words?
I want him to hear everything about me, nigga. Don't goddamn tell me how to goddamn fucking present myself. Now, if it's something that offends you, I'll apologize. And
it's
I won't
not
do
offending
that.
Me, man.
Obviously, it did.
No, I'm just trying to give you a word of brotherly advice, brother. Just like Portis had to tell you to quit smacking on the candy. I mean, you know.
And that's
I'm just trying to give you some brotherly advice, brother.
I mean, come on,
but
man.
Since you're mad at that, I'm going to humbly apologize. You're right. You got just as right as bang on that goddamn table as I did to ask you to quit. So if you don't want to quit, Al, keep banging on the damn table if you want to.
Hey, but it's only when I'm emphasizing something. I'm not sitting there goddamn doing this shit constantly.
But do you have to bang on the table to emphasize stuff?
If I want to, man. Okay, I mean, come on. Okay.
It's called America.
America. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about it. Now that you done brought it to my attention, maybe, hey, I should do it more. That's why I do it. Hey, what we looking for audience, right?
Now, the very last thing that I want to talk about wrapping this show up, man, is about the brother who went to some European country with some of his white friends. And went into a bar and got into a little scuffle, you know. Something happened, you know, the little, huh? Yeah, let's see the footage on that right here real fast before we get out of here.
Whew.
Check this. Yeah, now that don't make no sense, man.
Motherfucker, man.
Yeah, you don't see nobody trying to help him.
One white girl kept trying to do it, and he kept pushing her ass out of there.
Yeah, she didn't even know him, though.
Hey, he's from here. He got a degree from Arizona. I forget what his name. What's his name? Barclay something.
I heard it was behind a white girl.
Yeah, some white girl tried to talk to him.
No. He took a selfie with her in a restaurant. She was a waitress. He took a picture with her. One of the motherfucking white boys didn't like it and walked up and said something to him, swung on him, and the brother broke a bottle from what they say.
No, he threw a bottle.
Yeah. That's what
he threw the bottle, so everybody else in the club.
What we have to understand is, black or white, when you go over to another country, you have to
abide
by the law of their land
and the streets.
Do as the Romans do.
You know,
and
they got
the streets
too. You know. The way they handle shit, and they thug life might be different than ours. So he went over there and.
Don't they have skinheads or something?
Yeah, all of that. You know, this is in an all-white country, y'all.
Over there taking pictures like, well, when I get back to America, I can show my friends. You just taking a picture.
See, I believe what made him feel comfortable is surrounding himself. He went over there with all white buddies. He didn't take no niggas from the hood, you know, Lil Pookie and Ray Ray. He said, fuck them. He didn't go over there with them. He went over there with Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, his white friends. So my thing is, if they were so much his goddamn friends, why they didn't get their ass whipped? They abandoned him and ran.
I didn't know he had no friends there.
Yeah, he went over there. He had about several friends that he went over there with that was white.
I'm telling you right now, man, in that situation, I'm finna go somewhere and call the police, nigga. I'm not finna jump in that shit there. I can beg him to stop, but I'm not finna make him start because one more nigga down there wouldn't have made a difference. I'm not going to make you much stuff right. Yet, man. Fuck that.
See, that's why when you be traveling, sometimes it's wise to stay in the route of where the tourists has been. When you go where the locals is at, you can't really be tripping if they go loco on your ass, you know? So my thing
is, he might have been an asshole.
It's a tragic that he lost his life. Like I'll say, he might have been an asshole, but he could have just he could have been a good guy and just piss poor circumstances, meaning that, man, you got to watch your friends, man, okay? So that just goes to show you, you know, not only is a white man go run out on your ass in a time of need, but, I mean, he didn't even bother to try to call no police or your parents or none of that. They just left him.
But man, they said that shit, they kill that boy in like between 20 and 30 seconds. It didn't last long.
If you out there and you got white friends,
all type of shit.
That's an example of maybe you need to question your goddamn friendship with these white people you calling your friends. Okay, yeah. So use this video as a conversation with your white friend. Show them to them. First of all, tell them to shut the fuck up and watch the whole video. And ask them, if I'm in that situation, would you run out on me? Okay? They going to lie any goddamn way, but at least it can be a good topic.
They going to do that, man. They really are. At the end of the day, they don't mind goddamn standing up for you. But when it, you know, when it comes down to them goddamn getting the worst of the abuse than you, because you know, goddamn it, real racists, they hate what they call niggas lover more than they hate niggas.
Well, I tell white people, man, that they ain't assholes and they ain't in racism or nothing like that, that always coming around and say, well, you know, I want to help black people do this, or, you know, I want to help you do this. I tell them I got three qualifications. First of all, you got to do whatever I tell you to do. Secondly, you got to give me all the motherfucking money I ask for. And thirdly and most importantly, you got to be willing to die for me. Now, if you don't fit them three qualifications, fuck you and stay away from me. I'm doing fine by myself, okay? So with that being said, man, I'll go wrap this up for another episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. And
fast tonight.
Thank you for tuning in, people. And send your comments. All you want.
Yeah.
We out of here.
Police brutality with that line in the song. And we hate the popo. Want to kill us in the street.